SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
And for the latest news and updates, we are now joined by Shane Desiatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Hi, Shane.
Hi, Amit.
A very busy week for the Jewish community in Australia. We just had Yom HaShoah, Yom HaZikaron, and Yom HaAtzmaut. Shane, tell us what's happening.
Yes, all of that is happening, like you said. Just recently, the Eurovision, of course, happened.
Of course.
In Sweden, and Israel did particularly well overall. We've got a front page about that with a beautiful photo of Eden Golan, the Israeli contestant holding up the Israeli flag on stage. Gal Gadot was watching the performance.
Actress Gal Gadot called Eden Golan just before she went to stage, and that's what she told her in Hebrew.
זה מדהים, את לא מבינה איזה עוצמות יש לך. את צריכה כל כך להיות גאה בעצמך. ותני לו שונאים לסנוע, והדרך הכי טובה, הדרך הכי טובה להילחם בהם זה באהבה.
She said, let the haters hate, but the best way to fight them is with love. And that was certainly what you could see in the grand final of Eurovision. In the face of hostility and outright hatred, Golan responded with dignity far beyond her young years. With mobs protesting outside her hotel in Malmo, other contestants shunning her with juvenile jabs and antics, and fans turning their backs on her in the arena, and a chorus of boos trying to drown out her perfect vocals, Golan soared above it all. The 20-year-old proudly paraded the Israeli flag and let her piercing voice sing of Israeli pain and strength through the emotional lyrics of her song Hurricane. United by music is Eurovision's official slogan, a pretense that has now been shattered after the shameful division Israel's participation caused. The results of the voting were telling. Not only did they show how out of touch the juries were, but they also offered welcome proof that social media is not an accurate reflection of reality, as Israel was awarded a total of only 52 points from the juries of each country, the judging panels, and Australia's jury, made up of five people, gave Israel 0 points. And instead, they gave 12 points, a maximum, to Ireland's Bambi Thug, the outspoken pro-Palestinian non-binary contestant who apparently cried when Israel qualified for the final. But it was the audience vote, the public vote, that gave the silent majority their voice. 14 countries plus a combined rest of the world public vote gave Israel the maximum 12 points, including Australia, the Australian public vote. The audience vote totaled 323 behind only Croatia. Israel's impressive public vote tally saw Golan finish in fifth place overall out of the more than 40 countries. But her dignified performance won the hearts of Israelis and Jews, particularly around the world. Well done, Eden Golan. It just brought so much joy to so many people in the community.
And in other news, Australia joined 142 countries last week in a non-binding vote calling on the Palestinian Authority to become a full UN member and for the UN Security Council to reconsider the matter favorably. 9 countries voted against and 25 abstained. Shane?
So Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong said this week that Australia's vote for a UN General Assembly resolution that boosts the status of the Palestinians at the UN aims to shore up efforts for a two-state solution that would see a reformed Palestinian authority that disavows violence. So writing in this week's Jewish News as an opinion piece, Wong wrote, we see no role for Hamas. Palestinian state cannot be in a position to threaten Israel's security. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has reportedly told the Labor caucus that he personally took the decision to vote yes. Member for McNamara, Josh Burns, who is Jewish, publicly opposed his own government on the issue, describing Australia's vote as a miscalculation and saying we should have abstained. He said if his opposition to the government stands means he is a lone voice inside the Labor Party, then so be it. He said, I don't believe it's in the community interest to throw a tantrum. I think it's in the community's interest for me to be a strong voice and to ensure that there are people inside government representing the views of the community, and that's what I'll continue to do. We've also got some comments here from member for Wentworth, Allegra Spender, who said the focus should have been, Australia's focus should have been on seeing the hostages released and ensuring aid reaches civilians and finding a path to peace. She said, I do not feel that Australia's vote at the UN has progressed this cause. We've also got some comments from Jewish communal members on this as well. Meanwhile, the rabbinical councils of Victoria and New South Wales, who met with Albanese just a week prior to the UN vote to discuss rising anti-Semitism, said they were deeply troubled and disappointed at a time when we have seen an unprecedented rise in anti-Semitism. They said in a statement, this vote not only jeopardizes the safety of our uni students and the broader Jewish community, but also undermines peace and stability in the Middle East.
And you can read more about this on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. And to other news, Jewish leaders have condemned a call by the Australian Greens for Israel's ambassador Amir Maimon to be expelled. Shane?
Yes, so the Jewish leaders have condemned a call by the Australian Greens for Israel's ambassador to Australia, Amir Maimon, to be expelled, after the IDF intensified its preparations to target Hamas strongholds in Rafah. Greens leader Adam Band said Prime Minister Albanese must expel the Israeli ambassador while their government breaks international law and ignores the international community. Australia has a legal responsibility, Band said, to make Israel comply with international law, including by taking steps like expelling the ambassador. So since October 7, of course, the Greens have made numerous anti-Israel statements and even staged a walkout from the Senate in November, led by Senator Marine Faruqi, wearing a keffiyeh and chanting Free, Free Palestine. And of course, in February, New South Wales State Greens MP Jenny Leung applied to apologise after referring to tentacles of the Jewish lobby. Maimon, in a social media post, responded to all this, saying, lately, certain politicians are calling for the Australian government to expel me. But before I start packing, I once again wish to invite those politicians to set aside 42 minutes in their schedules next week in Canberra to watch the raw footage proudly recorded by Hamas terrorists on 7th October when they put their genocidal anti-Semitic ideology into action, attempting to ethnically cleanse Israel of Jews, massacring and kidnapping Israeli women and children, and committing unspeakable crimes against humanity. The Jewish News sought comment from Adam Band on whether he had viewed the video, but received no response. Executive Council of Australian Jewry co-CEO Alex Rifkin said, Ambassador Maimon is a fine and decent human being, and his presence here enriches our country. He added, it's becoming increasingly difficult to say the same thing about Australian Greens.
Okay, thanks. In other topics, any updates with the Australian campuses with all the protests we saw in the last few weeks?
Yeah, we've got a few stories. Jewish student leaders have related unprecedented experiences of anti-Semitism on Australian tertiary campuses to Federal Education Minister Jason Clare in a person face-to-face meeting on May the 10th. Also attending was McNamara MP Josh Burns and key leaders from the Australian Union of Jewish Students. AUJU's President Noah Lovin and Vice President Zach Morris emphasised to Clare that while their organisation supports peaceful on-campus protests, they demanded clear red lines to address rising anti-Semitism, including guidance that hate speech must not be tolerated and non-student actors be kept off campus. There's been mixed news on campuses in the last sort of 48 hours as well. You've got this Melbourne University occupying an entire hall and building, which has prevented classes from being taken place. On a positive, Deakin University's Vice Chancellor and ANU's Vice Chancellor have both said enough is enough, and they're going to start ordering off encampments that are on their university campuses. So there's some movement going the other way now, which is welcome.
Mm. Any upcoming special events in Sydney or in Melbourne?
Yes, so we've just had the Yom HaZikaron and services in Melbourne and Sydney, which were attended by thousands, more than 1,000 people. In Melbourne, we had the Yom HaTzmaut Festival on Tuesday night. In Sydney, there will be the Yom HaTzmaut Festival this coming Sunday. There's also in Melbourne, this coming Sunday, will be the Stop the Hate Mate rally organised by Never Again Is Now. So that rally has already happened in Sydney and Adelaide. So it's Melbourne's turn, and they're expecting many thousands for that one. And they even did a bit of a promo for that last Tuesday outside Victorian Parliament House with organiser Mark Leach, Rabbinical Council of Victoria President Moshe Khan, and three Victorian MPs, both urging, all urging people to register for that and come along. Mm.
Thanks for the update. Anything in sports to finish off with?
So we've got, we had just recently in World Masters Tennis, we had a Melburnian, Stephen Sharp, make his debut for Australia at a World Championships. He did very well. It was in Mexico City, and I think they came seventh overall out of more than 50 countries. And just as a nice surprise, out of all the venues that could have happened in Mexico City for his age group, which was 60 plus, the venue for that happened to be Mexico's biggest Jewish communal sport and community center. So he got to play on the same courts that I think it was in 2019 that hosted the Maccabi Pan American Games. So and during the opening ceremony, there was even some Israeli dancing featured. So he was thrilled to bits with that, and I suppose it'll be a good memory for many years to come.
Okay, Shane Desyatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much for your time, and speak to you again next week.
Yep, thank you. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.